Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Cinephile, coming to you live from the Rome Film Fest and more specifically from Casa Alice in Alice nella Città. This is our daily show where we talk about what's been going on here at the Rome Film Festival. Welcome to Big Fred Rome. Enjoy. Let's go.
Come ti chiami?
Io mi chiamo Matt Micucci.
Max Mito. Meraviglioso.
Grazie mille.
Ci sei un grande.
Well, cinephiles, this is the first time Filippo is aware that we have a little theme tune to the show, I think. Yes, it is more than just me, myself, yours truly, the Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla, and the your voice of choice for Cinephile Explorations right here on Fred Film Radio. Matt Micucci, we've got Pierre behind the controls right there. Pierre, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine today.
He is doing fine, folks, ladies and
finally,
gentlemen.
Finally.
Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think of him doing fine?
Woo!
All right, and then we've also got today Filippo right there behind the controls. He's not. How are you doing, Filippo? It's been a while. What the heck have you been doing these days?
I'm doing awesome, man.
He's doing awesome.
Awesome, man. Now, eating pasta with truffles, white truffles.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's got the money.
He's got the munchies. Yeah, and we all know why you have the munchies. Because, you know, you do a little bit of... No, we don't want to say it? Okay, fine. But yeah, you do it. Anyways, no, there's a reason why you have been missing, and it's not because you're a hopeless drug addict. It's because you've been on the red carpet every time we've done the daily so far. So there's a reason for that. And in fact, some of them have been wildly unsuccessful. Isn't that right, Filippo? A lot of people haven't stopped.
It's not right. It's not right at all. Like, yeah. We lost Johnny Depp. We lost Depp. Tarantino.
Right.
And hope today we're going to catch Quaron with you, Matt.
Yeah, we're going to try here to go onto the red carpet and catch the one and only Alfonso Quaron. Name a film by Alfonso Quaron that you liked.
Roma.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Which is not at all about Rome, the city of Rome that we're in right now. Is it?
No, it's not.
Not at all. I mean, it's about
maybe
the Roma.
Metaphorically, maybe.
Well, that's why we can't call this show Big Fred Roma, because it's not about the Roma people. It's about the Rome Film Festival. Anyways, folks, I hope you're having a good time wherever you are in the world. What day is it today? It's Champions League Day. That's right. And it's the second Champions League Day. yeah, I'm a football fan. And Juventus is playing tonight. And Atalanta. And that's the teams we care about. Oh, Atalanta, Man United. That should be a good match. And hopefully, and we are all rooting for Atalanta in this room, right? Yeah, we don't want to...
Go, Cristiano Atalanta,
Ronaldo
go!
Win. Listen, let's talk about movies. How about whatever happened to talking about the movies? No reaction, no applause?
Woo!
I thought we had an audience in the studio. Whatever happened? Yeah, come on. Come on, let's hear it for movies. Let's hear it for the cinema.
Movies, movies, cinema.
Woo! All right, well, anyways, there's one madman in the audience right now that I keep hearing above everyone else. But anyways, it's good to have a live audience here. Let's talk about some films. Okay, listen. Fred Film Radio is media partner of Alice nella Città. We said this in the past. Alice nella Città is a parallel and independent section of the Rome Film Fest that is particularly dedicated to movies that tell stories about younger audiences and therefore is particularly aimed at a younger audience, but not necessarily only for a younger audience. So today, for a change, I thought about maybe, because usually I talk about three films, and I thought about maybe dedicating two of the slots on this very show to two films that are presented here at Alice nella Città section, one of which I happen to have seen. Actually, I've seen both. I've seen two films of the three films that I'm going to talk about, which is unbelievable. It's probably the first time that I've seen two out of three at least, so it's a record. I'm aiming for all three films in a future episode of this daily report. But anyways, the first film that I'm going to talk about is the one that I've seen, and it's from the Alice nella Città section. It's called Petit Maman, and it's by Céline Sciamma. Some people may say Sciamma, some people may say Sciamma, I don't know. Sciamma?
Second one.
Sciamma. Oh, okay, because of course our great Angela Cerbi interviewed her right here in the studio, isn't that right?
Yeah, right.
in the French language. So we got more content for French speakers and people who are just looking to learn French, because French Film Radio is very good for people who like movies but also want to learn languages, because we have got channels in several languages, too many really, but French is one of the ones where you'll find a lot of content that you may enjoy, including an interview with this great film director whose film is called Petit Maman. And I'll just read you the synopsis real quick. Nelly has just lost her grandmother and is helping her parents clean out her mother's childhood home. She explores the house and the surrounding woods, and one day she meets a girl the same age building a treehouse. I guess the makers don't want you to know who this girl is, but it ends up being this type of like existential take on childhood fantasies, girlhood or womanhood. It's quite a touching film. Very intimate story, and I very much enjoyed it. And we are live, and someone is trying to get in. That's awesome. And anyways, that's Petit Maman. I quite enjoyed it. And there's no way that I'm going to be able to keep my concentration, but we're live. All right, okay. Anyways, all right, folks. It's called Petit Mama, it's great, and I'm completely out of it. And let's see, we got stopped. It's a good thing that this is in English, it's an English show, so that's good. All right, folks, I'm gonna try and keep my cool. And this is another film from the Alice Natal strand. It's called Stop Zemlya. It's by Katerina Gornostai. And let me read you the synopsis so that I'm not distracted. Navigating the emotional turmoil of waiting for life to begin while hanging around with... Filippo, you help me out because I'm completely out of this. All right. While hanging around with classmate... What? Okay, let me start over. Navigating the emotional turmoil of waiting for life to begin while hanging around with classmate, a radical, authentic, and sensitive insight into the unsettling feeling of being young and an inside a Ukrainian youth. I swear to God, I copied the damn synopsis. The door is still open. And because this is the kind of, you know what? I prepare notes no matter what, at least once. Every show, we did a good show last, yesterday was a really good show, I have to say. It's probably the best daily so far, Filippo. This is Filippo. And Filippo Guarna. And that was good. But the one before that, we had stuff happening. You know, the one before that, I guess we had stuff happening. It's very hard to work like this.
Man, you're great. You have a talent at improv, man.
It's so true. I do like live because imperfections can happen, yeah. But okay, that's Stop Zemlya. I'll tell you what, I'm not gonna tell you what if it's good or bad. You can actually find out more about it, because I'm not sure if someone recorded an interview here, but I definitely recorded an interview with the filmmaker a couple of weeks ago when it premiered. I can't remember exactly which festival it premiered in, but we do have an interview with Katerina Gornostai, which was really great. And the interview was recorded for my weekly show, Big Fred Tuesday, but it's also available as a standalone podcast, Stop Zemlya. I personally recommend it. I thought it was really good. A really good portrait of adolescence without all that Hollywood stuff that you always see. Whew, very noisy in here today. Very hard to concentrate. Filippo, have you seen any films here in the Rome Film Festival?
I haven't, actually. Because our house technician are not allowed to book.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to repeat this. We have to repeat this. Yes, we
are. Without paying the money.
Yeah.
Think about that. In Venice, we are also... We can't see movies, pictures, even if we want to pay.
I mean, we are the scum of the earth. Basically.
Yeah, the scam.
Well, I guess they just think that you, seen as you guys have work to do, it's like, you know, you don't want to go in and actually watch films. It's people who need to watch the movies that go in to see them.
Yeah, but it's not like that we work.
Besides,
for
what are you
hours.
Gonna? What would you see? I mean, it's like it's nothing to see. You know, there's nothing to see.
You know what the
of course, there's lots to see.
You know what? Do you remember what the boss of the Pala Biennale told us when?
What did he tell you? I don't. I never knew. Do we want to say it live?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get an audience reaction? Let's see how the audience reacts to to what Pierre is about to say, because I think it's going to be quite controversial.
You're gonna traduce it.
Sorry.
And
translate it.
You know, I can't see it. I can't see it. I'm the invisible man, so
He's the voice of God narration. That's a real term in cinema.
I can show it myself. But the boss of Pala Biennale once upon a time says to me and to our technician Jack and to Nicole.
Jack. I like to call him Rain Man Jack.
Yeah. Voi siete dei tecnici, voi vi portate solo I cavaetti, non vi dovete vedere I film.
So this is okay, all right. Okay, so the Pala Biennale is one of the venues. I'm not sure if I should translate it, but I guess he was very rude.
I think you should.
It's not rude.
Yeah, you guys are only here to set up the tripods.
Yeah.
And that's you're not here to see the movies. You're here to set up the tripods.
Yeah. I felt like this guy from Pala Biennale,
he's in charge of that venue?
Yeah.
Pala Biennale?
Yeah.
What a jerk. That's really bad. That's really rude.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that. That's really rude. I don't know how I could have kept my cool. It's very hard. I got an anger thing, you know.
So you would have like
I got an anger problem. No, I don't fight, but I just get really angry and I just lose my temper and then I regret what I do. But really, like, you know, especially when I'm thirsty, you know, it's like when I'm thirsty, you don't want to be around me. I'm not allowed to be thirsty. There's something, I don't know what it is, but it's like, it's a trigger, psychological trigger. Anyways, give it up for Filippo Guarna, audience. Thank you for being on the show. You can stay. But, you know, I don't know what you've got to contribute, but maybe you do. Let me see. This is a film that I haven't seen either, so it's not like I can evaluate it or anything, but I just wanted to talk about it because after speaking very badly about two films in the Alice in Città section, and I'm very sorry about that because I actually had stuff to say about them, but I was so rudely interrupted by some guy who probably actually helped us out, didn't he? He probably had to be here, right?
He was worried about our frequencies.
Our frequencies?
Yeah, like microphone frequencies.
I think they are like vibes, no? The good vibes.
What does that mean?
This means that you are talking in a mic, and your mic, as you can see, has not a wire.
Okay.
Okay? Because that mic transfers your voice in between a frequency.
Right.
So these frequencies
are
can
harmful.
Be shared, but involuntarily, no? So, for example, if he choose our frequency right there outside of the radio, this means that our voice or his voice can enter in our systems.
I mean, Fred also offers sound engineering education. Isn't that great?
So what was his concern that we were gonna come up on his loudspeakers?
No, as you may noticed in the beginning of our live streams, I told you to pick microphone 2 because our microphone 1 has some fluid sexuality. He likes our frequencies. But it likes also other frequencies.
So he was concerned that we were picking up his frequencies.
What is he hiding?
Yeah, kind of. Because I thought
he was. First of all, when you said frequencies, I thought it was some guy that was like, you know, one of those 5G people. nothing wrong with that, folks. I also believe that the COVID doesn't exist.
I have also. We have two viewers in this moment that we hate. So we say ciao to our
Come
two
on, you're
viewers.
Not allowed to say that, Pierre.
Yeah.
All right.
One viewer each.
You're not allowed to say how many viewers we have. By the way, we may only have two viewers watching us right now, but we've got a live studio audience. Isn't that right, folks?
Yeah,
isn't that right?
Yes. 70 people at least.
But we got people in the studio. Yeah, okay.
70
exactly.
people.
Well, listen, if you're watching this live, leave us a comment because it's you know, we need the support, for God's sakes. We're here. We're fine. Get used to it.
We're fine.
Yeah, okay, anyways. Can we just talk about the movies?
Yeah.
This is the last film I'll talk about today. We got out of control. It's called Hive. And it's by Blerta Barto. It is absolutely incredibly, ridiculously hard to stay concentrated. We got an airplane flying over our heads right now. It's by Blerta Bastoli. I guess, but surely. It's about, here's a synopsis. A woman's husband has been missing since the war in Kosovo. She sets up her own small business to provide for her kids, but as she fights against a patriarchal society that does not support her, she faces a crucial decision. I wish I knew more about that. It sounds very interesting. And by the way, I'm always fascinated to watch movies from different parts of the world. I feel like Kosovo is one of those countries that quietly is getting better at having more representation at film festivals, which means that more films are being made from there, which is great. I love to watch movies that are made different parts of the world. I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah, like it's a different point of view that enriches your horizon on the world of life and all that great stuff you say about cultural widening of horizons.
Exactly. I feel like my cinephilia is very much based on watching as many movies from as many different parts of the world as possible. So that's great. Folks, we're gonna wrap it up for today. It has been an emotional, there was a lot of crying today in this daily. I don't know why, all this, very dramatic and emotional daily report from the Rome Film Fest. Join us again tomorrow for more, hopefully uninterrupted fun. I'm sorry that I cursed, okay? Can I say I'm sorry that I cursed? I'm sorry that I cursed, but it was in Italian, but I still said a bad word. I really apologize. It was stupidly unprofessional of me, but I was just really distracted and angry that someone would walk in the middle of a live stream and totally throw me off my game while I was talking about a film.
I mean, I think we all appreciate some good old raw swearing from time to time, you know?
But I just, you know what I was saying about being angry? I got angry, and whenever I get angry, I say stupid things. And I really shouldn't. I really should try to control my anger.
What the
Well, this is turning into a psychotherapy session.
Okay, I need to control my anger, I said. I got to control my anger, and I'm controlling it right now. No, but that was Federica. She's feeling a little under the weather, so we'll give her a pass, right? So get well soon, Federica. We hope it's not coronavirus. No, it's not. It's just a cold.
We're all vaccinated here.
We're going to be in the red carpet soon. Maybe we'll have a little live stream if Alfonso Cuarón decides to stop. But we live stream stuff from the on Instagram in any case, right? So at least you'll get to watch Alfonso Cuarón walk on the red carpet. Because sometimes it's good. Like walking is very important. Like it establishes your personality right away.
Walking Phoenix.
If you got if you got a good walk, that's you made a good impression. You make a good initial impression, right? So if you see people who walking but slouching and just kind of like, that's not good.
How should you walk?
Well, no, just have a confident walk, for goodness sakes, you know? A confident walk. Like Liam Gallagher, not like Liam Gallagher confident, but like confident, you know? Just like, you know, just... you know what I mean. Anyways, listen, guys.
No,
Pierre is yawning, and we gotta go. All right, folks. It's been emotional. Thank you, Filippo, for supporting us at the Chocolate Factory album. No, I can't quote R. Kelly. That's the worst person I can quote right now. No. Thank you, Filippo. Thank you, Pierre. Thank you, Federica, behind the scenes. Any final words, guys?
I'm grateful to be here with you.
Thank you.
To be enlightened illuminated by your beautiful mind, through your words flowing from your mouth. Yeah. So I'm grateful. That's all I want to say.
Pierre?
I am enlightened too, but
I
have to say to Filippo that I'm more lucky than Filippo because I'm sleeping with you every night.
For God's
sake. Fair enough. You got it, mate.
So I have enlightened 360 degrees.
It's a good thing you didn't say 90 degrees, right? Oh my God, we're media partners of a freaking section of the festival. Guys, can we stop this? You know, all right, just wrap it up. Who do you prefer, Audrey Hepburn or Catherine Hepburn?
Matt Hepburn.
That's awful. No, but I'm just saying, because Audrey Hepburn had style. But Catherine Hepburn could hang with the fellas. Till the next time, folks, keep watching this very page for more live stream content. Keep an eye on Fred.fm for podcasts from the Rome Film Festival. And Ali Sinachita, of course, which we're media partners of. I hope you're enjoying these daily shows. We'll be back tomorrow, unfortunately for you, maybe if you hate them. Or if you're one of the two people that's watching right now, thank you very much. You guys are great. I love you guys. And really, really, I appreciate that. Till the next time, folks, stay healthy. Stay safe, stay strong. This is Matt Micucci signing off. Stay cinephile and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival.
Insider.
Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.